When it's unseasonably warm in the Valley as it is right now, most baseball fans start daydreaming about spring training. Teams do start reporting to camps early next month.
Tomorrow is part of the first non-football weekend since August. The Society of American Baseball Research, or SABR, marks Sabre Day in 34 cities, including Tempe.
The growth of Sabre is in line with how important statistics have been historically in baseball. But why do stats seem like such a cozy fit for baseball but not for other sports, even football, which has surpassed the popularity of the national pastime?
Sabre President Vince Gennaro says baseball stats are part of American lore, like Joe DiMaggio's hitting streak or Ted Williams' batting average.
Baseball has that unique focus on two individuals at different points in time throughout the game, and that's that batter-pitcher matchup. So while it's really tough to isolate Tony Romo's or Eli Manning's impact on a play or what a pulling guard does to make a sweep productive in football, or what a point guard does in basketball, it's a little bit easier when you've got a pitcher on the mound with the ball in his hand and a batter at the plate.
And Gennaro says there's a new wave of baseball stats that'll make their mark soon.
We've got new technology. We now have Doppler radar-based systems picking up the spin rate of pitches as they approach home plate. Everything from the pitch data to what happens to batted balls when they leave the bat. What is the vertical launch angle, the speed of the ball off the bat? There's a whole new world of information out there that's going to help us evaluate players and evaluate how effective teams are.
Vince Gennaro of Sabre on the science and stats of baseball. Our teams, the Reds and Yankees, Mark, report for spring training February 14th, and the Diamondbacks arrive on February 6th, a little earlier because of a jaunt to Australia.